Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Hello, this is G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night so far. I just want you to sit back and relax, and I'm just going to share what I really feel like God has put on my heart to share with you today. So to get things started, you know, I'm going to get started with this artist, I believe that you guys are going to love. This is the Three Winans Brothers with Dance. And I want you guys to think, you know, what are you thankful about? Whatever it is that you're thankful for, feel free to call in. The number here is 657-383-1935.
Make me smile, you make me
lift you up. I honor you.
This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Come to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I'm your host, G Wright. You're listening to the sounds of Teresa Pinkney with Deep. Before that, that was Dance. The Three Winans Brothers featuring the Clark Sisters. Tonight's message is, as it's titled as such, first of all, let me say this. Before I even tell you, before I set this up, I think that we're in a time right now where God wants to know how serious we are about the things that He has for us. How serious are you? And the question is titled as such because I feel that God wants us to realize that we are in a serious season where we have to either get it right, continue to walk around in the midst of our issues and never get right, or fall behind. We're either going to go forward, we'll stay where we are in the same cycle, or we're just going to fall behind. So the question that I feel like God wants us to really explore is, how serious are you? Because there are many of us who say that we want the things of God, but I know that, like other people know, sometimes we do not like that whole thing of feeling as if we have to go through pain to get through, to get to the other side. Sometimes we have to go through some issues and things so that we can learn, so that we can share the goodness of Jesus in our lives, so we can share with other people and testify how good God has been in our lives. So God's question for us tonight is, how serious are you? Either you're going to move forward, you're going to either stay where you are, or you either fall back. But you know, we're in a season right now that the foolish things we've been going through, our personal sin, our things we've been dealing with, God's saying, look, are you really ready for the things of God? Because I'm telling you, if you look at America right now, you know, we're in a serious state. You have to know Jesus for yourself. You have to know God. You have to know the Word of God. And so what God took me to today was Psalm 37, verses 3-5. Well, I say 3-5. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. What is this? Okay, I'm going to say verses 3-6. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. You know, how serious are you? You know, and the thing about it, when you look at this word trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. How serious are you? If you're really serious, you're going to trust. The big word right here is trust. When you trust in someone, you're placing your belief in that person. You're placing everything that you, your faith into that person. So it says, trust in the Lord and do good. So it's not only just about trusting, but before we even go on, let's talk about trust. How serious are you? What does that have to do about being serious? Where a man's treasure is, there his heart be. You can also say where his heart is, there will be his treasure. You can interchange those things, those words. What is important to you, you put your energy into. What's important to you, the people who are important to you, you don't have to worry about anything because you know they've got you. You know they have your back. So it says trust. Who are we supposed to trust in? Is it saying trust in our parents? Is it saying trust in your boyfriend, your girlfriend? Is it saying trust your best friend? Is it saying trust your teacher? No, you trust in the Lord. And that trust, that means you're letting go. That means you're putting your faith, your all into the Lord. Trust in him. Trusting in someone is a decision. Trusting is a decision. You know, for those of us, those who say, you know, I'm not going to make a decision. Make a decision is just not making a decision is being lukewarm. Whether you want to, and that's just really honestly like denial, because I heard some people talking about denial. Because if you say to yourself, you know, I'm not going to make a choice right now. Guess you're in denial, because guess what? When you think that you're not making a choice, you're making a choice. You're just not making a choice to follow the Lord. And again, you can either move forward in the season, you stay in this, or you're going to stay in that same cycle, or you're going to fall back. It's going to be one of those things. But trust in the Lord. That's a decision. You put your faith in the Lord and do good. You know, last week's message, and I was talking about water coming. I think it's two sermons ago. You can't have good water. You can't have fresh water and salt water coming out of the same mouth. You can't have livers of living water coming out of your mouth and then have, which is like fresh water, and then have salt, you know, coming out of your mouth at the same time. It just does not work, you know. And if we're going to say we're Christians, we have to trust in the Lord and do good. And do good. I think sometimes we forget to do good. We forget that we should be trying to do good. You know, and this is the thing. As Christians, we should be doing good. We should be letting our light shine so people can see God in us. They can see Christ in us. Trust in the Lord and do good. Doing good, and when I think about that, the writer, you know, David basically saying, look, you trust in the Lord and do good. So if you're trusting the Lord, you're not scheming. You're not scheming. You're not thinking about how am I going to get to this next point. You're not scheming. You're going to do good. You're not going to sit there and look at what your neighbor has, and then say, I want what your neighbor has. Then I want what my neighbor has. Do good. Still do good. Trust in the Lord. Still do good. And when I think about that, I think about this saying that I heard this past week, and I read it. I heard it, and I read it somewhere. It said something to the point about a man's character. A man's character is who he is, and no one is sees what he's doing. That's a man's character. Reputation is what you want people to perceive of you, but your reputation might not be your real character. So you should be more concerned about your character than your reputation. Trust in the Lord and do good. Still do good. This says, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Now, when it talks about the land, I think about the things that God has promised you, the things that God has told you he would do in your life, what he would do in the life of the believer. And then when I think about that, I think about Psalm. I think about Psalm chapter 1. In Psalm chapter 1, in this particular verse, it says, on verse 2 in Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. You know, so it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Now, you're dwelling in somewhere, you are staying there. You're like that tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. That's Psalm 1, verse 2. So, you're dwelling in that land. You're dwelling in that place where God can bless you with things that God has promised you. You dwell in the land. And it says, and enjoy safe pasture. That takes me to a psalm that is one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite psalms, and I'm going to go there. Psalm 23. It talks about and enjoy safe pasture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. So enjoying safe pasture, guess what? It's nice. It's bountiful. It's beautiful. The quiet waters are there. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. So enjoying the safe pasture, you're in this place where you're safe. You're in this place where you can hear God's voice. And now, mind you, things can be going crazy all around you, and you can still be in this place where you're enjoying safe pasture because you know your trust is in the Lord. You can be going, you can have all these different things happening around you, but God will give you perfect peace in the middle of the storm because your mind is stayed on him. You keep the word of God in your mouth. You keep the word of God on your lips. You speak the word. And guess what? You do this. These things happen because you trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. That means stay there. Stay in that place we can receive from God. Stay in that place that God has promised you. Keep that before you. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Enjoy the fruits of the Lord. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Be in that place where you can daily restore your soul. So how serious are you? Because if you're really serious, you're going to trust in the Lord. You're going to trust in him with your entire being. You're going to trust. You're going to do the things that you are supposed to do because your trust is in the Lord.
Praise you, Lord, and I'll always.
This is G Wright. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. The telephone number here is 657-383-1935. That's 657-383-1935. And the title of tonight's message is How Serious Are You? How Serious Are You? We're coming out of Psalm chapter 37. And we're looking at verses from verses 4, 5, and 6. 3, 4, 5, and 6. So before I was talking about trusting in the Lord. And when you trust, you have to make a decision. You have to make a conscious decision that you're going to place your faith in the Lord. You know? And faith, you build that faith because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Hearing from the Lord, from the word of the Lord, hearing by the word of the Lord. So you build that trust, but it says trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. My next point is delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. The key word right here is delight. When you delight in someone, you enjoy that person's company. You know, one thing about it that Jesus said, before Jesus left, he told his disciples that he would not leave them comfortless. He will send a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit. Third part of the Trinity. Delight yourself in the Lord. When you delight, you enjoy the person's company. But what happens if you kind of, you don't delight in that person, but you kind of have that thing where you kind of like, you like to sin, but then you kind of not give yourself 100% to God. It's hard to delight in someone that you kind of like. It's like, you know, you have that cartoon where you have the good angel on one side, the bad angel on the other side, and you're trying to think good and evil versus evil. And when you don't give yourself wholly to the Lord, you know, it's like you're going back and forth. When you're believing God, you love him, but not 100% because you're not getting to that point where you delight. It's like, Lord, you're calling me again, but I really want to do this. You know, so we have that constant warring going on in our minds. You know, we have our flesh going against the spirit. You know, but that can hinder us from delighting ourselves in the Lord. But when you think about the word delight, you think about you want to spend time with that person. You love spending time with that person. The reason why I went into that tangent just a minute ago is because I think sometimes what hinders us from delight, fully delighting ourselves in the Lord, is the fact that sometimes we feel as if, you know, God, I love you. You're calling me to do this, and I really don't want to do that right now. I really don't want to really do that thing right now. I don't want to go that route. You know, but when you delight yourself in the Lord, you're going to trust, delight in yourself because you trust him, because you know that he has you. You know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know that he's got your back. You know that he's going to take care of you. So when you delight yourself in the Lord, you're saying, look, I know who you are in my life. I know what you mean to me. I love you. I'm ready to do this thing for you. I'm ready to spend, but more importantly, I just want to spend time with you. More importantly, I just want to hear what you have to say to me each day. And I just want to encourage you guys who are listening tonight that if you delight yourself in the Lord, God will really, really bless you. The blessings come from the really delighting. Delight yourself in the Lord. Love to spend time with them. For those of you who are dating, you know how it is when you cannot wait to see that person and you're excited. You can't wait to see your girl. You can't wait for the women. You can't wait to see your boy. And you cannot wait. We should have that same excitement about the Lord. You know how it is for those parents who, you know, your kids are away and then they come back into town from going to college. You can't wait to see them and you're excited and you cannot wait. Guess what? You should have that same excitement. For those of you who, if there are things that there are things in your life and you've been waiting for God to do in your life and you're so excited, this is going to happen and I'm going to have this X, Y, and Z, it's going to happen. That same excitement that we have for the things of this world, that same excitement that we have in those relationships, in our relationships, in our lives, that same excitement that we have for things that we're expecting, we should have that same excitement for the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. Love to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, Holy Spirit, what do you? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Like that Benny Hinn book was titled. Is titled. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Lord, what do you want to speak to me today? What do you want to say to my heart today? What do you want to say? What words do you want to give me today? I'm guilty of it. And some of you out there might be guilty of it, of not delighting ourselves in the Lord. How serious are you? Because if you're really serious, you're going to trust, then you're going to delight. When you delight, you're going to have that same excitement that you have for other areas and other relationships in your life. You have that same excitement for the Lord. I can't wait to hear what the Lord has to say to me. I cannot wait to hear what God is going to do in my life. I cannot wait to see how God is going to work this miracle in my life. I cannot wait to experience what God is going to do in my life. I cannot wait to experience this newness that God wants to do in my life. Trust, delight. And when you delight in the Lord, it says, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Sometimes we feel as if, what's the word? Sometimes we feel like we're losing. You know, Lord, you want me to follow you? Lord, you want me to follow you and I'm going through this? You want me to go through, you want me to follow you and I'm experiencing this? You want me to delight yourself in you, but my house is falling apart. I have bills coming from the north, south, east, and west. I have a crazy ex. You know, you want me to delight? You want me to spend time with you, but I gotta get on the phone with this creditor. You want me to delight in you, well, so-and-so is bugging me to death, and I cannot stand it. But it says in the Word, in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And He, talking about God, will give you the desires of your heart. It reminds me of the song that God gave me, and it's titled, We Will Win. I want to tell you something. We think that sometimes we're losing when we follow Christ. You know, but in actuality, we really gain. Because we're no longer really focusing on what we can do. We know that God has us. And when you delight yourself in the Lord, when you make God number one in your life, He will bless you. He will give you the desires of your heart. Sometimes the enemy plays games with our minds because it might not happen the way we expect it, and they become disappointed. But listen, all things work for your good. All things work for your good. God makes all things to work for your good, even when you feel as if it's not going to happen. Delight yourself in the Lord. Be excited to spend some time with them. Be excited for the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart and mind through the Word of God, and to speak life to your situation and to lead and guide you. Be excited. And if you have not been excited about God, then just repent. Lord, I'm sorry for focusing on the things of this world and not making you important. I apologize for not being excited about my relationship with you and about who you are in my life. It's sometimes we judge the Israelites, but in the Bible, but we say, how could they have done that? How could they have been so stupid to not follow Moses, not follow Joshua? How stupid could they have been? Believe what the Lord is saying. But you know what happens is that God delivered them, and they'll be happy, rejoicing. Then something else will happen. And their focus would be taken. They would take their focus off of God. Then God to get their attention again. They go through something. They turn back to God. Oh, please forgive us. And we judge them. But I want you to know that sometimes we're like them. There's certain things I can say, certain things I can't. So I'm not going to even go there. But what I'm going to say is this: I had a friend who told me, look over the things, look and see what God has done in your life. For those of you who say, you know, this situation is crazy, how can I delight myself in the Lord? But if you really look over your life, if you really even look over this past week and see the new mercies that God has done and brought into your life in this season, you have a lot to be thankful for. You have a lot to be thankful for. He still blesses you. And I want you to know that He will give you the desires of your heart. But don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe in Jesus. And know that God won't leave you. Sometimes the tests come to make us stronger. The tests come really to really show us more about our character. I can preach to you about the goodness of the Lord. I can preach to you about God's protection, about God's salvation, the Lord's salvation. I can preach to you about what God will do when you're going through trials. But it's a different thing when you go through it. And I can say this, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And you delight in Him. How serious are you? Because if you are really serious about the things of God, you're going to trust in Him. And you're going to delight in Him.
been watching you for a long, long time now, and I stand in awe of what you do and how you made creation look like heaven's coloring book. Golden sunshine against the pale blue sky, blankets of ocean that know to stop at the sand, mountains and valleys that look like you carved them by hand. So let me be of your work. Your stars are like diamonds worn on the angel's hand as they dance across the heavens as only they can. A warm summer rain as it falls from the sky, and a sweet, sweet little birdie that's just learning how. Just me, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, lips, and a nose. A masterpiece created by the hands of the greatest. See, you amaze me daily. I see your personal touch on the thing you so much. Let me be the first to say, in case no one else ever does, I'm a fan of yours. See, I've been following you for a long, long time now, and I must admit, you still
my. That was Erica Campbell, I'm a Fan, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I just want to get a shout out right now to my mother who's listening. Just want to say I love you and God bless you. Thank you for being a faithful supporter of the Hard Love Radio Show. Also want to send a special shout out to one of my other play sisters, Melissa Powell. Just want to say thank you again for your support as well and for listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. And for those who are listening, please keep it here on Tuesdays from 9 to 10, then on Thursdays from 6 to 7. On Tuesdays more so, we're doing sermons, and on Thursdays, I'm interviewing people in the community, people who are making a difference and inspiring others. You know, so thank you guys for your support. Please make this show a favorite of yours, and please make sure that you come through. Make sure you come through. And tell your friends about the show as well. Tonight's message that God has given me is titled, How Serious Are You? And I think the biggest thing about this is serious. We're going to do things, as we say in education, that are attainable and measurable. They're measurable and attainable. That means that there are things we've got to do. When we do those things, it will show in the things that we say and do. Our actions will be able to support that. How serious are you? How serious are you about the things of God? If you're serious, you're going to trust in him. And that trust is going to be equated in the things you do, the things you say. How do you react when you're in, when you're going through situations? Delight yourself in the Lord. That's the excitement. How excited on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about spending time with the Lord? Now, I have to repent myself and say that I need to do better with making time spent for the Lord. I like do things for the Lord, you know, but it's not about just doing things for the Lord. It's about spending their time with the Lord. You know, and the biggest thing that I want you guys to understand is, you know, the biggest thing I want you to know is that when you delight yourself in the Lord and you spend the time, that's what's more important. You know, so I must repent myself for not spending that much time that I need to do. I need to get up and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Lord, speak to my heart. What's the word that you want for me today? And that's something that I feel like that we need to do. The third thing that I'm going to say is this. Verse 5 says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. Verse 6, he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. How serious are you about things of the Lord? If you're really serious, guys, you're going to commit your way. And I think that's the part where our flesh really wars against the spirit. Committing your way is to the Lord is basically saying, I am yours, Lord. Use me. Have your way of me. That's you letting go of the reins. Because, you know, when you lift your hands up and you worship him in sweet surrender to him, when you commit your way to the Lord, there is a depth that comes. There's something that happens when you commit your way to the Lord. When you commit your way to the Lord, it's you letting go of your insecurities. It's you letting go of your plans. It's you letting go of the things that you feel like you need to do in your life. It's one of the hardest things to do sometimes. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And he will do this. So committing is very, very powerful and is very, very important in your life, in my life as Christians, as believers. We can't say I'm with the Lord, but we're doing the exact same thing that the world is doing. Now, are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. When you make that mistake, you get back up again. Commit your way to the Lord. That's the decision. Commit. That's measurable. That's attainable. You can commit yourself to something. When you commit yourself to something, you give it 100%. That means that regardless of no matter what happens to your left or to your right, you're staying focused on the Word of God. You're staying focused on God. You're not worried about this person's not talking to me, this person's doing that. Commit your way to the Lord. At some point, you got to get to a point where you say, listen, I got to focus on the Lord. What is the Lord saying to me? Not what is my mom saying? What does my mom think about this? What does my father think about that? No, what is God saying to me in my life at this point, at this time in my life? What is God saying to me? Committing your way to the Lord is making a stand. I'm going to stand for what God is saying to my life. I'm going to take a stand. But I want you guys to understand, and taking a stand for the Lord and taking that stand and making that stand, there's some things you got to understand. Committing your way to the Lord is making a decision. It's saying, I'm going to trust in you. And so this last thing, how serious are you? If you're really serious, you're going to commit your way to the Lord. Commit everything, how you live, how you think, to the Lord. And then it says, trust in him. Because if you didn't get to trust the first time, you know, David wants you to hear. When he's when in Scripture, when they say the same word again, that's put some emphasis on it. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. He already said trust in the Lord and do good in verse 3. Verse 5, he says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. In other words, commit your way to the Lord, plus trust in him equals he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. You might be going through something right now, and you might say, Lord, this was not right. You might be saying, God, I've gone through this. God, these people are talking about me. God, I've experienced this. God, people are looking at me and laughing at me, but I want you to understand this. When you commit your way to the Lord, not to man's ideas. And I want you to understand, when you commit your way to the Lord, not everyone's going to understand or agree with the decisions that God has put on your heart for you to do. But when you commit yourself to the Lord, you're not focused on what your family and friends and everyone else is saying to you. You commit yourself to the Lord. And then when you trust in him, that's putting your complete faith in him. He will, as a result of that, make your righteousness shine like the dawn. You're in right standing with God when you do the things that God's called you to do. He'll make your righteousness shine like the dawn. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. I want you to understand something. People might not agree with what God is doing in your life in the direction that he's leading you. But in the end, your righteousness is going to shine like the dawn, because he will exalt you in due season. If you faint not, he will make your righteousness, because you've done the things he's called you to do. It might not happen within the next minute. It might not happen within the next day or month or year, but I want you to know it will happen. It will happen that he, God, the Lord, will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. What you need to focus on is doing what God's called you to do. The naysayers in your life, the people who are working against you, guess what? God will handle that. But just know, if you stay the course, if you stay on the right road, if you stay doing what God has called you to do, I want you to understand he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. And now there's someone out there, and I want you to understand, there's someone out there that I know who's listening. And you know, because not everyone is actually listening, I mean, or coming on the line to listen. But I want you to know this. You don't have to worry about your situation. You do not have to worry about your situation. I would encourage you to commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. And I want you to repeat these words after me. I, didn't say your name, will commit my way to the Lord. I will trust in him, and he will do this in my life. He will make my righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of my cause like the noonday sun. God's got you. His question for you is, how serious are you? And out of that seriousness, you will dedicate your life to him. You will serve him with everything that's within you. You will trust in the Lord all your heart and lean out into your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6. You know, you'll trust in him. Lean out to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will bring it to pass. You know, I just want to encourage you that with that. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Excuse me. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. I just want to encourage you tonight. Think about how serious you are about the things of God. And then I want you to understand something. This is your season, your breakthrough. This is your season. I just want to encourage you today to really think about how serious you are. Ask yourself, how serious am I? If you're serious, you're going to trust. You're going to delight yourself in the Lord. You're going to commit your way to the Lord. And also trust in him, because he will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. When he lifts you up in front of all your enemies, they will say, wow, the Lord was really with him or her. They might not say anything, but guess what? This is your season. And he's going to do that in your life. Keep the faith. If you want Jesus to come into your life, just say, Lord, I repent for my sins. Please come into my heart. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, that you died and rose again in glory, taking the keys of hell with you. God is all powerful, and God is just, and God has you. Pray this in Jesus' name, that God will continue to bless you. Please make this show a favor of yours. Please join me on Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm going to leave you with Jackie Clark Chisholm, My Season.
Everything your heart desires is right here.